There were once more than 20,000 majestic movie palaces in the United States. Places like the Coolidge Corner Theater in Brookline and the Somerville Theater and the Strand in Dorchester. Today, though, it's estimated that only about 250 survive. One of them is the Cabot Theater in Beverly, which has seemed on the verge of being lost. But WBUR's Andrea Shea reports how the community banded together to save the Cabot for 21st century audiences.
Hello, hello. Great acoustics in an old theater. They don't build them like this anymore.
In its heyday, the Ware Theater, as the Cabot was called back then, brought vaudeville acts and silent movies to Beverly. Two brothers built it in 1920 using the same architects who designed the Strand Theater in Dorchester. Kevin O'Connor hosts the PBS renovation show This Old House and calls the Cabot a 20th century gem.
We are looking down on what I would consider to be a majestic stage. Pillars, paintings, sounding boards, curtains.
But the movie-going experience at the Cabot in this century hasn't been quite as glamorous. For 10 years, O'Connor lived two blocks away with his wife and remembers how they'd walk here to catch a film.
And the seats were terrible, and you were always kind of alone in the movies. But it was just a fantastic building, and I loved the fact that it was still there, that I could walk to it, that a guy in a tuxedo ripped my ticket at the front door and everything. I mean, it was awesome. It was a throwback.
But 3 years ago, the theater's owners shut its doors and put the building up for sale. It had been struggling to stay afloat as entertainment habits changed, and the building needed a lot of updating and repairs. The loss of the theater turned into a loss for the community. Rich Marino has owned the Chianti Jazz Club across the street from the Cabot for more than two decades.
There was always this great energy downtown with movies and magic in the restaurant scene. So when they closed, there was a vacancy in our culture, and it was very obvious.
That's because the person who kept the Cabot going for 37 years was gone. Cesario Pelaez, a charismatic Cuban-born magician, was also the owner. He enchanted audiences with his popular weekly magic shows. John Laporta worked at the Cabot for decades and remembers his old boss well.
He was brilliant and unpredictable and a lion to save this theater and keep it alive. Although over the last, let's say, 10 years of the company, it started to run out of gas, and he fell on ill health and eventually passed away. So this new blood that you see here today is exactly what it needed.
The New Blood is a group that formed to save the Cabot as other business owners started sniffing around the property. It includes This Old House host Kevin O'Connor and restaurant owner Rich Marino. Marino watched with binoculars from across the street as real estate agents gave tours to prospective buyers. He and many others worried the Cabot would become condos.
The question was, how could we get, you know, business people that support the arts to come up and help save this theater?
Turns out tapping into their nostalgia was a start, and Marino has plenty of that.
My favorite movie in the world is a movie called The Majestic, which is about a town saving a theater. In fact, my 7-year-old son is named after the lead character in The Majestic.
Marino actually sent a clip of his favorite scene with actors Jim Carrey and Martin Landau to locals he thought might want to get involved and finance the crusade.
This place is ready to fall down. All you'd have to do is walk outside and give it a good shove.
You're wrong. You are, you know. Oh, I know she doesn't look like much now, but once this place was like a palace.
The Majestic's community spirit spoke to entrepreneur and philanthropist Henry Bertillon. He's lived in Beverly for more than three decades.
You know, when you think about communities, right, and you think about gathering, and, you know, and you think about cocooning, but people still want to gather, and they need places to gather.
So, Bertillon bought the old theater for $1.2 million with the understanding that the nonprofit formed by the group would eventually buy it back.
Next thing I know, I own this theater. And it was kind of funny because we're talking about what do we do now?
Well, they decided to reopen the historic theater immediately, renamed it the Cabot Performing Arts Center, and plan to show movies and bring in major musicians for live concerts. Then reality set in.
It was rough. We didn't know what talent to really book. We had to rent the sound systems. Every time we rented something, it took away from any potential profits that we had, but it was really exciting, right? Because we had this place that's come alive, and we're having these shows, and it was fun trying to figure it out. It was a lot of hard work, and we're in here, you know, painting the bathrooms and doing whatever we had to do to just keep the thing band-aid together.
The group installed new lighting, sound, and digital projection systems and raised $250,000 for new seats. And the nonprofit bought the Cabot back from Bertillon, who remains on the board. But the biggest payoff for him is seeing Beverly revive, too. The band Rusted Root appeared recently, and Bertillon recalls the scene in a local restaurant he went to with his daughter before the concert.
It is packed. 80% of the people were going to the show. Place was rocking.
Some other big names have made the Cabot's bill, including the classic rock band Kansas and blues legend Buddy Guy, who's playing later this month.
You know, at the end of the day, the nostalgia of the building will only go so far.
Kevin O'Connor and the rest of the team plan to make sure the Cabot remains relevant while preserving it for the future.
People need to walk in here and they need to see great entertainment, really good acts, and have a great experience. And that requires people working at that, you know, 7 days a week.
It also requires heat. The next major project at the Cabot is a new HVAC system, because I'm told if you come to the historic theater on a really cold night, you should bring your jacket. For 90.9 WBUR. In the Artery, I'm Andrea Shea.